Y'all. Something does not want me to record this because I've been trying to edit the music in, and there keeps being like a random bang, and no matter what I do, I can't edit it out. No matter what I do, it's still there. I don't know. So I'm redoing it. Sorry for the weird intro. Hello and welcome to Apparitions and Alibis. I'm your host, AJ Stallman. Anyways, in honor of Rose Day today, we are venturing to Jamaica to the beautifully haunted Rose Hall. The story has very short love, loss, murder, voodoo, books, lies, so much stuff. So, I have my coffee. I have my dogs. Let's do this. On Jamaica's northern coast stands a wonderful mix of natural beauty and 1700s Georgian architecture. Rose Hall by day is stunning, as well as the grounds. The home itself has an amazing view of Montego Bay and a golf course, which originally was plantation ground. However, this beautiful home shows its sad story, especially after dark. It was originally part of a 650-acre estate. The story holds that this estate also had 250 slaves who worked mostly on the sugar cane fields. Now, this plantation era is in a dark time of Jamaican history, where wealthy whites owned the land and bought and sold black slaves to work on it. As most everyone knows, slaves were treated less than humane, and plantation owners often used bear traps to keep slaves in line. And in case you didn't know, when the original owners passed away, it was handed down in the family, person after person, and eventually landed in the hands of John Palmer. He moved there with his wife, Annie. Now, Annie was raised in Haiti by her English mother and Irish father. At the age of 10, her parents passed away, likely from yellow fever. This left her an orphan, as she had no living relatives on the island with her. With that, her nanny adopted her. Now, this nanny was a tad special, however, since she was a voodoo priestess. So, of course, Annie was raised from then on in this culture. When Annie was around 17 or 18, the nanny unfortunately passed away. Annie did what she felt she had to in order to survive. So she packed her things, moved to Jamaica, and hoped she would marry a well-off man. And she got what she wanted. She moved to Jamaica, she met John, and they were wed soon after. After becoming the new mistress of Rose Hall, it was rumored she began having affairs with some of their slaves, being bored of her new husband. But can a slave really give consent? Either you do, even if you don't want to, or you don't, and you get punished. It wasn't long until she got the new title of the White Witch of Rose Hall. Remember the bear traps? Yeah, she did that. She placed them in attempts to catch any slaves that were attempting to run for the hills. She would also throw slaves who were injured into the dungeon below the house to just die. And her evil did not stop at adults. Children got the wrath as well. Little ones were required to carry water to the main house in heavy wooden buckets. If they dropped even the smallest amount of water, they would be beaten. Reportedly, she also used voodoo curses to threaten and control the slaves. One report, and kill them so she could use their bones in her magic. But one day, she was found in bed with one of her lovers by her husband John. John beat her, but only a few days later, he met his death when Annie strangled him with her own bare hands. I also found articles that stated he was killed by arsenic and not her hands, though technically her hands would put the arsenic into the meal or beverage, but I digress. She goes on to marry two other men, murdering one by knife and the other by poison. However, eventually, she herself was murdered by Taku, a slave lover. Some legends state that she had cursed his intended son-in-law, and others say she cursed his actual child. Either way, most versions agree that he used physical violence and maybe even some of his own black magic. The story goes that Taku climbed the basement, or dungeon? Stairs, during the middle of the night and made his way into the main home. He snuck up the stairs to Annie's room where he attacked the sleeping woman and strangled her to death. The next morning, the slaves burned her clothes and personal belongings and then buried her body a short distance from the mansion. Her tomb is on the grounds, and lore states it's supposed to be sealed with a voodoo ritual that keeps her spirit imprisoned there forever. But for some reason, the ritual is never completed, and she's seen haunting Rose Hall. There have been many claims of Annie's ghost riding her horse around the plantation. Sometimes she's sighted on the balcony, and one time it said she took over the body of a medium. I even found a different medium's experience when they visited the home for a tour. When walking into the dining room, they saw a ghostly apparition wearing a long light blue dress with a small flowered pattern. She looked about 30 and probably lived during the early 19th century. The medium noted her dark hair and how it was pulled into a bun. The woman seemed not to notice the tour that was happening and disappeared as she walked into the corner of a table. In this area was the bedroom where multiple of the murders had taken place. The medium's son stated he felt a crushing feeling on their chest as they walked into the main room. The medium did feel as though there was a presence in the room that had been there for 200 or more years. As they took photos of the room, they felt eyes staring at them. When snapping the photos, they noticed that in the pictures, the candles on the candelabras were glowing when they weren't even lit. The flame only showed up in the pictures. As they made their way into another room, they met a man sitting at a small desk. This was a ghostly man. The shoes he was wearing was 18th century, and they were very common shoes with a large buckle front and center. The medium's attention turned to their son, who was attempting to catch a photo of Annie in her favorite mirror. However, what appeared behind them quite looked right. It doesn't look like it belongs where it's at. Maybe it's one of Annie's husbands. Maybe it's even one of the slaves. They also claimed to catch orbs and portals on photos that were taken in the basement, but we all know orbs and such are hard to determine with whether or not it's a spirit or a bug or dust. With all of that being said, recent research has thrown some doubt that all of this ever even happened. Skeptic Benjamin Radford discovered that a lot of what I just told you was actually taken from a novel, The White Witch of Rose Hall, that was written in 1929. A travel writer by the name of Polly Thomas thinks that Annie Palmer and her legend has some roots based on the actual lady of Rose Hall, Rosa Palmer. Rosa was the first mistress of the hall and had four husbands in her lifetime, but she had a wonderful reputation for great virtue and was never even thought to be a suspect in any of the husband's deaths. The real Annie Palmer married John Palmer in 1820. Unfortunately, he died only a few years later and in mounds of debt. Annie had no choice and she had to leave. No records state that she ever remarried. She passed away in 1846. So if you choose to believe that Annie Palmer was the White Witch of Rose Hall, or a legend that came from a book, either way, Rose Hall in Jamaica is gorgeous, and if you ever get the chance, you should. I do want to add one little fun fact. If you happen to pop by Rose Hall, you can also visit Cinnamon Hall Just as Rose Hall is not a hall made of roses, Cinnamon Hall is not a hall made out of cinnamon, but instead, it's the vacation home of Johnny Cash and June Carter. Yep, it's random, and it's true. In 1973, Johnny Cash even wrote the Ballad of Annie Palmer. And it's about a ruthless slave owner and a murdering mistress. The Cash family photos actually still hang on the walls in the Cinnamon Hall, and Johnny's shoes await him in the hall by the back door. Locals even report sightings of June and Johnny. So if you're into Johnny Cash, definitely take a listen to his song and tell me what you think. As always, thank you so much for listening. Remember to rate and review wherever you listen. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. I love you all, and I hope you're having a great morning, night, afternoon, wherever you may be. And I will talk at you later.